Blog Talk Radio.
My webcam is not working on this. Give me 1 second, guys. We're about to go live. We are live on Blog Talk. We're live on Instagram. We are live on
Facebook.
So just give me a second. Oh, and we're going to be live on YouTube as soon as I can figure out how to get my camera to work. Give me 1 second. I thought I had this all set up. Hello, guys. Yeah, turn the AC on. Hey guys, I am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. We are here. We're going live. Why isn't my this little arrow right here, the arrow. Waiting to get some people on. Wonder why my camera is not showing anybody. All right, guys, can y'all hear me okay? Let's see. Me and YouTube are not friends. There's a show. Where's my webcam? Hello, everybody. I am here. Anybody, if you're in my... What is the camera not showing? Oh, goodness. I'm going to try this one more time. Yay! So today we're going to be talking about how to create your online business. You'll get my notes off of the printer. I think I printed it. Showing no video, live chat enabled, slow mo, save. I'm here, everybody. This is not gonna work on YouTube. This sucks on YouTube, but we're gonna see what happens after I finish recording. All right, guys, how are you? We're just gonna go ahead and start and get this going here. In Studio U, we are here today talking about how to create your online class. Okay, guys, I am trying to look into two cameras at one time, so if I'm not looking at you, that is the reason why I'm not looking at you. Okay, but I am talking to you. Okay, Instagram Live is not going to work. So, I mean, not Instagram. What do you call that thing? YouTube Live. It's not gonna work very well. You know, I wish there was a way you could like look into one camera and it does both cameras. Isn't this crazy? Hey Shark, how you doing, love? So today we're gonna talk about creating your online class. Let's just get started. Let's just get to the point. You are now listening to Unique Right. I am Unique Right, your DIY business coach, and we're on the I Am Unique Right podcast. We're talking about the multi-dimensional ways of starting a business. That is what this podcast is about, how to be a multi-dimensional entrepreneur. Okay, guys, but today's class is about creating an online class. I'm super excited to say I'm going to have this class actually up and running for you to download, purchase, and for the next week. So you can actually purchase it. And I'm going to give you an overview of what we're going to be talking about in that class. So when you are creating your online class, there is about seven things that you need to create this class, right? So you want to know what you're going to be talking about. You're going to need to target your market. You need to be able to break down your concept. Have it laid out in a format where everybody can understand and grasp your concept. You'll need to know, we're going to tell you about what kind of technology you can use and what platforms that you can use actually to build your online class. After this podcast and live, we're actually going to, if you want to go to my website, a resource link that will show you like all of the platforms that y'all can click on, use, just so you can get some research in it while we're in the process of developing your online class. Okay, so let's start with that. So the first part of it is what you want to talk about is what do you want to create? What kind of class are you going to create when you're on for your online class? Okay, like what are you going to talk about? What do you want to tell people? I know some of y'all already have online classes out here. Some of you don't. Some of y'all want to build one, talk about building one. But like, what is your topic? What is your topic? And then once you figure out what your kind of passion, your topic is, you want to talk about what is your niche. Finding that absolute smallest part of the concept to talk about. So you want to talk about your niche. You want to talk about who, you know, exactly what you're going to talk about. Like Ms. Ziegler, she has a couple classes like how to be a business coach class. She has a couple classes about, you know, being a life coach. So like those are kind of, she may be talking about business, life, structure, religion, but she has classes that are actually based upon, you know, life coach, becoming a coach, being a certified business coach. So those are classes that you can do. Now, if you don't have, if you're not that part of business on business, maybe you could talk about how to make candles or how to paint a wall or how to write a book. Or how to tell a story, or how to start Instagram. Like there is so many online courses that you can actually create about your business or for your business, no matter what type of business that you have. Like you're not limited to one. It doesn't have to be about business. It could be how to cut grass properly, how to teach your kids to take out the trash, how to teach men to wash all the dishes in the sink and not leave the pots on the stove. Like those are things that you can teach, how to have a successful relationship, how to, whatever you want to, how to. So these are things that you can actually sit down and teach yourself on the how to's or teach other people those how to's. So that makes it super exciting about you creating this online class. The other benefit of having an online class is actually being able to compensate for it. So if you take the time, it takes a good, I'll say max 3 days. If you're dedicated, you can get this done in 3 days. 3 days, you create your online class. You can make this money. You already did it in 3 days, right? Now, from that point on, you can create, you can sell this class over and over and over again. So in another class, we're going to actually talk about how to market your online class once we've actually created the online class. So now we're going to talk about how to market the class, how to grow the class. I don't want to say, how to grow the class. Right in this up to me. How to grow the class, you know, who you should market to, your target market. So once that class is created and you figured out what you want and how you're targeting, then you know how to target your the people who you want to purchase the class, okay? The next thing is you, when you have your online class, you need to know this, like I just said, it's who you are targeting. Are you targeting teenagers? Are you targeting adults? Are you targeting business owners? Are you targeting mothers? Are you targeting, who are you targeting in these classes when you're creating these online classes? Because every time you create a class, you have to know exactly who you're targeting, who you want to target, and the focus that you are planning to intend for that person. So making sure you know how to kind of get that together, create that target market, stay focused on who you're talking to in that market so that you can grow and be great. Because if you're targeting kids and you have adult pictures on your advertisement, or you're talking like you're talking to an adult, it's not going to really work that well for you. So you need to you need to know how to target that person or those people that you are targeting, okay? Now, when you're creating this online class, I think the biggest problem with people who create online classes is they don't break it down. Like, you need to break your class down into where it's so simple and stupid that a 10-year-old can grasp the whole concept of how to do this class. So whatever you're selling, whatever you're promoting, whatever you're pushing in your how-to class, you need to make sure that it's so simplified and understand. Now, you may be breaking this down and you're like, oh, I know how to do this. Oh, it shouldn't be that easy. But you got to think about, you're talking to somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. You know what I mean? You're talking to somebody who's never heard this before, never, a brand new, 90%, if I'm going to do a how-to class, 90%, I really don't know nothing. I just know that it is something that I wanted to do, and this is how to do it. So creating this how-to class, you need to make sure you break it down into stupid modules. Don't have a lot of words in these PowerPoints. I do mine in PowerPoint, and then I make it into a video. So you have to, like, break it down into small PowerPoints. The other thing about creating an online class, you should not have more than 10 modules, okay? So 10 modules, that's not including your slides and your PowerPoint. So you could have 50 slides and one module PowerPoint, but you need to have 10 modules for that class, no more than 10. And the reason why I say 10 is because you want to captivate your audience. You want to keep them in tune. You want to keep them focused. You don't want them to be so overwhelmed in what they're learning and what they're taking that you can, that it's everywhere, if that makes any sense to you guys. So you want to make sure that you have 10 modules that have the facts, your purpose, your point, your who, what, where, and why in those 10 modules, who, what, where, why, and how in those 10 modules, so that those people can learn from it, that can break it down, it's simplified, it's understandable. Now, if you're more of an advanced student or whatever, that means you'll go through these modules pretty quickly, and that last one or those last two modules are going to be a little bit more difficult and a little bit more technical. So when you're building your modules and when you're building your platform and learning how to lay things out, you actually have to kind of make sure that it's you got your technical, you have your basis, you have your, again, your who, what, where, why, and how. Because making sure that people understand their whole focus of why they're in this class, why they're doing this, and make sure they're staying tipful. They're staying, They're staying alert to what you're learning because you want them to continue the class. If you spend 3-4 days creating an online class, doing your videos, writing these scripts, like, you want that person to finish it because you want to feel like they have accomplished your goals, like accomplished the goals in that class. Like, that's a waste of time and money for them, and a waste of time for you, even though you may not look at it because there's other people who completed the class. But at the end of the day, I would like all my students to be like, oh, this is a great class. I finished it to the end. I did it. And I actually have a product, whatever my product is, I have it there. I have it finished. It's done. And now look at me selling it, or look at me promoting it and getting people to know who it is, what's my purpose, and what am I trying to teach. So those are things that you have to actually tell the people when you are teaching the class. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to make sure that it's something that they want to complete. It keeps them engaged. It keeps them fundamentally happy about what they're doing. And you going forward, the next part about this is actually making sure your layout and your concept makes sense. So this is my breakdown for how to kind of lay everything out in my online classes. And in my classes, I like to, first of all, I create an outline and then discuss how, point A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way 10 points, right? We have our first 10 points in our outline. After we break down our first 10 points in the outline, then we'll go into breaking those points down. And sometimes you even need to break the second level of points down a little bit further. So for example, my 7 points for this class right here is 1, how to create an online course. 2, finding your niche. 3, picking your target market. 4, the best ways to break down your concept. 5, what technology you need to create this class, okay? 6, what platforms that you're going to have to use to create this class. And 7, how to price your class, okay? So those are 7 parts of my class. Now, how to create an online class, that part right there is a synopsis of creating the online class. It just teaches you how to create it, what you're going to need, how to get your brain processing, how to find your niche, your passion, your ideas, putting all of that together into one. That is how you create your online class, just to kind of break down outline so people get excited and figure out what the purpose is. Then finding your niche, because when you're creating your online class, you want to talk to people about that one specific thing. You don't want to talk to them about, if you're talking about creating an online class, you don't want to talk to them about selling toilet paper, couponing. You don't want to talk about that. You want to talk about creating an online class. So you need to make sure that it's targeted for creating the online class and make sure that is your focus and that's the only focus that you have. Now, the cool part is you can have, like, this is creating an online class 101. Then you can have a master class. Then you can have the ultimate package, the ultimate class that teaches you creating the online class, targeting, marketing, advertising, promotion, and all of that as well. So all of that can be engulfed, but it's technically a whole package deal. So like somebody, a class I just signed up for said, how to make $1 million in 1 year. That teaches you how to make that money in 1 year. Now this is broken into 12 different modules and 12 different months. It's a year long process. So it's a process. They're teaching you how to get on Instagram, how to do this, how to do that. And then they're breaking it all down for you. So those are things that you have to kind of break down when you are doing the class. Now, the next part about this class is going to be finding your niche. Okay. The best way to actually talk about this is telling people, find your niche. So I want to talk about clothing, right? So if you want to talk about clothing, great. That is so broad, right? You have clothing. You have men's clothing, women's clothing, kids' clothing, babies' clothes. Then you have, under each one of those categories, you have high fashion, couture, basic, fitness, accessories. You know, then if you want to break down accessories or you want to break down couture, it could be designers, it could be this. So what are you actually going, what is that one small, how can you break that down to the smallest element for this class, for you to understand how to teach people in this class? So you want to kind of make sure you break it all the way down to that one niche item, okay? Then you want to know who you're targeting. When I'm talking to this class, my goal is to target online entrepreneurs from the ages of probably 25 to 45 who want to build an online class of whatever sort. So you want to talk to those people and tell them about creating their online class, how to focus on their own online class, what they're, you know, what it's going to be about. I want to break it down for those people who would like to create an online class. All right. Then I want to tell you how to lay your concept out. Again, how I was just saying, you want to create an outline. You want to break your outline up. You want to have it detailed. You want to have points. You want to have ideas so that you, in a very small breakdown of those ideas. And sometimes you may have to break down the breakdown, you know, but make sure you break it down, but keep it kind of clustered so that you can actually, it doesn't overwhelm everybody. You know what I mean? Keep it simple, stupid. You want to keep it very simple and very stupid. Y'all know that is my favorite saying, simple, stupid. So just keep it very simple, keep it stupid, okay? And making sure you're laying out. And then this goes into how to build it. Now, once we found our concept, we have our outline, the hardest part of this class is actually building the class. So we create these PowerPoints, right? Now, once we create the PowerPoints, we upload the PowerPoints. I use Windows to do that, video editor. We upload your PowerPoint into the video editor. We create voiceovers. And when I say doing this, you can create a voiceover with your telephone. I have mics and stuff. They're very inexpensive mics. You can use the microphone to create them and record it on your computer and then upload it, edit it, upload it onto your video maker and actually make those big presentations and videos, right? So that is kind of the breakdown, and I'll go back over that to that. So you create that online outline, right? Once you've broken down that outline, you create PowerPoint to reflect what you have in that outline. Once you have that outline, and you have your PowerPoint presentation, you have to sit down, you have to write a script. People think, oh, I just can go in there and be like, this is how you do. No, it really doesn't work like that because our brain doesn't work like that. You actually have to write something down on a piece of paper so you know exactly where you are building. Thank you, Nikki, I appreciate that. Where you are building and where you are growing onto your atmosphere. So you have to actually write it down, write a script, because the script makes it decisive. You're staying on point. You don't want to be scatterbrained while you're trying to teach somebody something. You want to stay strictly on point, right? So now we have our nice voiceovers created. We're talking about our subjects. We're staying on topic. We broke everything down. Now we have to put all of this together and apply for. Now, it depends on you and your technology level and your skill level. Like, I'm here live on YouTube. I'm here live on, live YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. So if you wanted to do video classes where people are actually doing video classes, that can be, you can actually do them like that as well. So it all depends on the amount of interaction you want, how much work you want to put into it. But my thing is, if this is your first online class to create, try to make the work less work for you, if that makes any sense. Try to simplify it so that you actually want to continue to do it. Because if you create, if you're like, oh, I'm going to do videos, and now we got to get our makeup done, we got to get our hair done every time we do these videos, then we got to make sure the scripts are written, and then we got to take one, do these scripts, take two, because I mumbled 5 or 6 times, take three. So when you're only doing voiceovers and you're recording your voice, it's a little bit easier than actually having a video presentation. So I recommend for your first class, you just do voiceovers and add it to a video, add it to a PowerPoint, and just keep it very simple like that. And then once you get better, we can do whiteboard presentations. We can add more to it and get more fancy with it. But for your first one, just get it out there. Get it put up. Get it uploaded onto the platform that you're going to use. And start there. So after you do that, and after you have, now you have our present, our PowerPoint created. We have our voiceovers done. We're creating our videos and making sure they match up to the voiceovers. We're actually going to figure out what platform you want to put it on. So there are multiple platforms out there that you can put your content on. You can put your website on. You have Kabachi. What is it? How do I say it? Kabachi. You have... Hold on, let me get my list because I don't remember these things off of my head. So you have, it's Kabachi, K-A-J-A-B-I. I'm probably saying that all wrong, but you have that platform. It's a little bit more expensive. I wouldn't start with that one. You have Thinkify, Thinkific, which is a popular platform. You have Teachable, which I like. Podavia, Learn World, Learn Press, Learn Dash, Academy of Mind. So in my Udemy, that a lot of people like to use that, Skillshare, Open Sesame, Talent LMS, like those are all, I'm actually going to put a link in my website with all of those with a breakdown of on my resources list for platforms. Like this is a free, you can look at the platforms, you can do your research on it, you can see which people are actually following, you know, what platforms that you prefer, what are user friendly for you, because actually finding that platform for you is actually what's going to help you grow your platform, getting it out there, making sure how to take your payments for your online class, and then how to lay it out, how to set it up. You don't, especially when you're first starting out, you don't want it to be too complicated. It's like me trying to tell you to build a website with HTML code, and you don't even know where to start. So you want to use a platform like a Wix or like a Squarespace, or even a GoDaddy, what would you call that? A GoDaddy web builder when you're first building your first website. Then you can teach yourself how to use the more advanced stuff. I personally like LearnPress. I use WordPress, so I like LearnPress. It's easy. It's a one-time fee, it's actually free, so that you don't have to pay a monthly charge. You connect your PayPal to it. And there's no service fee. So that's my personal preference, and that's what I like to use. So I use that. So when you're going into that and building your online class, you need to know what platform, what technology. Do your research so that you know exactly how you're going to build it, how you're going to actually, is it going to be something that you can use? Is it easy for you to understand? you know, you don't want to get too involved into the technology so that you're so overwhelmed with trying to figure out how to upload it. If all else fails, y'all, you guys, create you a YouTube channel. This is the easiest way. It's the freest way. And not the most systematic way, but it is a free way. Build you a YouTube channel. Create private videos. Create a playlist for those private videos. When somebody sends you some money for the online class or however you're going to take your payment for that online class, you send them the link to the online videos that are private, and they have the link, okay? And they can share it, and they can do whatever and learn the class, but it is a private link, so only the people who pay will get the link. So that would be a great way. If that is the worst come to worst, that is one of the ways you can do your online class, get it laid out, and have it where it's online, and it's a little bit more work. Maybe you can create an automated email to push it out. Like, there's so many ways, and the one way to do something, my way is doing something, your way is doing something, doesn't mean that it's always you have to do it that way. I'm going to tell you the ways that I like to do things for the fact that this works for me. It's easy. Now, if you sign up for my online class or how to build an online class, it will actually teach you. I will get on there, and if you're saying, oh, my biggest issue was I got my slides done, I got my voiceovers done, I did everything, and now me trying to get this technology, I'll step you. I'll do one by one stepping to get you into creating these voiceovers. I mean, creating this online platform, getting that technology, because I understand everybody is not technology savvy. So that is one great part about it. The next part of creating this online class is actually your pricing. And I think this is the most, I'm sorry guys, got a fire truck. And this is one of the most important parts of creating your online class is creating the pricing point for your class. Now, needless to say, you have to kind of know what you want to price your class at. You got to know who you're targeting. I won't ever tell you your class is too low or your class is too high. You know what I mean? Because if you have a class and you think you can sell it for $5,000, baby, sell that class for $5,000. There's people out here doing it all day, every day. And if you can get, that means you only got to sell, push to 1, 2, 3 people a month, right, to make your quota, depending on what that quota is. So you can sell that class, and you have that market to sell that class at $5,000. Sell your class at that. If you think what your information is valued at that price, sell it, baby, sell it. But if you don't think your price is at that, your information and what your education and your thought process is, push it down. Maybe it's a $1,000 class. Maybe it's a $500 class. Maybe it's a $100 class. Maybe it's a $30 class. Maybe it's a $9.99 class. So it all depends on who you're trying to target. Now, to break this down a little bit more for you, your $5,000 class has to be full. That needs to be a huge class, selling and making sure that person can actually have something fundamentally great about that class. Like, you got to give them pointers that they may or may not have heard anywhere else, okay? Then you've got to make sure that it has that value, because what you don't want is a $5,000 reversal on a class that you created, and you're like, oh, they don't even understand half of the stuff I'm selling. But and that's a limited market that you're going for, is that $5,000 person, because depending on who your audience is, $5,000 is not something that people is going to come off real quickly. You know, you have to sell. You got to sell that hard. So my thing is, if this is your first online class, start reasonable. Start at between $500 and $999. I know that's a big range for people, but if depending on the value, what your class is about, how many people are teaching this class, you find that. But what you also can do, if you don't really know what's the best way, look at who is your audience, look who you're targeting, look at your competition. So find your competition, and once you find your competition, you see what they're pricing it at. You see what their outline looks like, because everybody's going to give you a breakdown of what they're going to teach. So you see what their breakdown is. You see what information they're giving you. You see what bonuses they're giving. And then with those bonuses, you can actually grow your class. You can actually grow who you are and grow and place your marketing at a at your online, I'm sorry, place your online class at a great market. All right. So making sure you know exactly who you're talking to, who you're marketing, who your focusing point is. So that helps. And how much content is actually in your class? If your class is 10 modules, each module only has two or three little slides in it, you know, that might just be a $10 class, you know? And or if you want to play the numbers game. So you might be able to sell a $10 class, and then you could sell $10 class to 900 people. But, you know, if you sell that $100 class, it's only going to go to maybe 500 people. Or you sell a $1,000 class, it'll only go to 100 people. Because those are that market for those type of people. And then it also matters about how your following is. What have you been selling to them before? What price point have you been selling to them before? Because if you've only been selling $9.99 classes and then you pop up with a $5,000 class, they're like, oh no, I'm not buying that. I don't know what's wrong with her. So you have to understand who you have been targeting while you're building your network. Who are these people? What are their following? What is their loss rate? What is their risk rate? And understanding how to value your customer and making sure that you have enough information and enough content to actually grasp those people where they can know exactly what they want. All right. So that is kind of how you have to build your online class, knowing who you're marketing, knowing who you're targeting, knowing who your people are, who's focusing on what you're doing, and understanding. So that's kind of the last part in building your online class. So just to kind of give you a breakdown of what I was just talking about, understanding what you need to build your online class, breaking it down to grasp those fundamentals in that class, finding your niche, finding that person who is going, finding that topic that is going to grasp the attention of your people around you. So if you are bid online and you have an online boutique and you have 10,000 followers, 20,000 followers, that is so super great, right? So when you look at that, there may be people watching your page and you could say, hey, I want to create a class on online boutiques, on how to create an online boutique. So you know your platform, you know your clients. So half of those people who are buying from you, some of them will want to know how to build their own online boutique. So that is a platform where you can talk to them and tell them how to build their online boutique. So that's finding your niche, but you have to know that market that you're talking to as well. So if you have an online boutique, you know that you have boutique people, boutique shoppers. Somebody might be like, oh, I would love to have my own online boutique, but don't know where to start. That's that class you would teach to those people and target those people. But if you have an online boutique and then you're going to be talking about candle making, it really kind of doesn't work with that market because they're not going to pay you any attention. You know, so my page, my people who are following me, we talk about business. We talk about growing business. We talk about being a multi-dimensional entrepreneur. So all my classes are based on building business, making money, and creating goals to do what you need to do to move forward. So I know my market and who I'm talking to. Now, again, breaking down that awesome concept of yours, making sure that your concept is deliverable, is comparable, is understood by everybody that is listening and talking to you. You want to break down that concept to the fullest ability where it can be broken down, and so that everybody understands exactly what you're talking about. Now, again, the hardest part with this is making sure that it's laid out, creating that PowerPoint presentation, creating that basic outline, PowerPoint, your script, and then your voiceovers. And realistically, you need no technology. I have all this technology because I'm just like a technology whore. I just love technology. So I have technology. But in real life, all you need is your cell phone. Your cell phone and a computer. And I even think nowadays you can get PowerPoint or a presentation software on your computer. So it really does it. I mean, on your phone, with all these $12,000, $13,000 phones they got out here, it better be create a whiteboard presentation for you. I bet you could. You find an app. There is one out there. So technology. Then uploading it to a platform, YouTube, Themify, LearnPress, your own personal website. You want to build your platform, an app. I mean, there's so many ways that you could actually upload your website to build it. You said, I want to make my OnlyFans where people pay me to see me pooping and eating. Wow. Yes, I actually could assist you with that because that you actually can make money. That's the sad part about that. And you can create, nowadays, in 2020, there's no reason why you are broke. Because there are the weirdest things that people want and see. So I know people who sell dirty underwear online. $20, $30, $40 a pop. Good money. Hey, do it. I will never tell you you can't do it. Shoot. People are sitting there eating them those wings and those, what do you call it? I'm going to start one eating crab legs where they got juice all over their face and they just eating the crab legs and it's running down their face. I want to do that so bad. Yes, I want to do that so bad. So, yes, DM me. We'll sit down. We'll have a talk about what you're going to create. We'll get your content together. And, hey, let's do it. I am mad with you. I'm right with you. 112%. I will create that OnlyFans. I'm trying to figure out. I want to create my an OnlyFans. I'm so off topic right now. I'm sorry. I want to create an OnlyFans, though. But it's still an online platform, right? So, hey, you could be teaching somebody something on the OnlyFans. And it doesn't have to be crazy. It doesn't have to be too crazy. You know, I heard that they had some OnlyFans that were not crazy. I've never been. I got and downloaded the app. That's as far as I got. Working on the rest of it. But coming soon. And when I do it, y'all better subscribe, like, post, but don't repost. So once we figure out the platform, once you get our pricing down and you get it out there, that is a way to create your online class and to keep it in there. So does anybody have any questions, any comments, have anything to say about creating your online class, what you should do to create your online class? Do y'all kind of have any ideas of what you want? If you want to have any questions for me, I'll break them down. Next week, I will be launching the online class, so stay tuned. Make sure my online class of how to create an online class, I will have that launch next week. It'll be live. Going to sell it for $99. It is a $99 value. At the end of my online class, creating an online class, you will actually learn. You will actually have a class. My goal is to make sure if you pay $99, you will actually have a class uploaded to a platform, and you're actually Then we'll talk about how to market your class. Then we'll talk about how to get people to like your class, how to create that, how to make sure you're marketing it to the right person. So make sure that you stay tuned, stay on my page, like everything, share. Now, I've just started a new YouTube channel, okay, guys? So please, please, please go to my website, click the YouTube button at the top, sign up, subscribe to my YouTube channel, because a lot of cool, free information that I don't do live on social media will actually be on the YouTube channel. We're going to repost these lives at least on there. That's the least it's going to be. Then I'm going to actually break down into a lot of how-to videos, business informational videos, getting to know videos, because I know my podcast and my lives are fairly lengthy because I like to give out a whole lot of information. I've been easy Forex. I like to get out a lot of information so that people can understand and know who I am and get to know me. And I'm super excited. So stay tuned. Make sure you look. My book is launching in the next week by Pookie. So that's a motivational book. We finished all my edits, got my cover done. So that will be uploaded on Amazon in the next week or so. And I'm super excited about that. And that is one of those books that if you have anybody around you that is not helping you focus, maintain your focus, and being positive energy towards you, then you need to get rid of them. Let them go. Say goodbye. All right? I mean, you don't have to remove them totally out your life, but just don't talk business with them. So that is kind of what my book is about. I'm super excited about. So please stay tuned. Like, subscribe, turn your notifications on so that you know next time that I'm going live. Actually, every Wednesday, 9 p.m., I'm live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm live on Instagram, Facebook, every Wednesday, 9 o'clock, consistently. So next week's topic is how to recover from failure. You know, creating failure is a hard thing that people recover, hard thing for people to recover from. But in entrepreneurship, it's all about failure. You have to do stuff wrong to get the right stuff done. So to figure out how to do it right. So you have to do it. If you don't do it and you don't try to do it and you don't get it wrong, even if you didn't get it right the first time, you still had to try. So, but sometimes you don't get it right. And it's okay. It's okay. Now you know what not to do next time. And then you can create an online course of how not to do that anymore. Look at that. I mean, you can make money off of your failures. How about that one? I'm just saying. There's no reason for you to be broke around here in 2020 because this money is out here. It's real. It's real. It's real. So I would like to sign off with that. I hope everybody is super excited about this class. We'll see y'all soon, and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye. Make sure you save it. Yep, and then download it and save it to IGTV. How to create an online class.